It's May 31st, the last day of May 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 112. What is happening, Adam?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
What about everybody else?
How you doing?
Hootie, hootie, hoo.
So once again, we find ourselves in graduation season. Remember how last year we talked about graduation at this time?
No, not at all.
Trust me.
Imagine you're lying, but I'll play along anyway.
What the fuck? This guy's not good at improv. You're supposed to agree.
Yes, and I was naked.
Yeah, well, now that we're in this mode, Ryan, put this in your mouth.
Okay, yes.
I love improv.
That's true.
Okay, anyways, so we talked about graduation last time. What is something you consider yourself to be a graduate of? What have you done so much in your life that you're like, I graduated, I'm an expert, I put my 20,000 hours in, what am I great at? I want to know.
Knocking hard.
What?
Never mind.
School Hard Knocks.
I was going to say, like, knocking hard, that'd be something because you've delivered so many boxes, like you have the door knocked down.
And it could be something very small, like, I don't know, thinking really big, or something weird, like delivering to Maple Grove area, or it could be something robust, like, I know everything, every constellation in the sky or something. I don't know. What do you guys think? What is something in your life that you're like, holy shit, if somebody needed an expert, they should come to me for this?
Other than masturbating.
Oh, definitely website consulting.
Fuck you.
www.wix.com. Any questions? All right.
This guy over here. This guy.
20 hours in? How many hours? How many hours?
10,000.
Something like that. I don't know. And it doesn't. You don't have to have 10,000 hours. It's just something you consider yourself. Like, you could very easily say, I am an expert boxer. I've put in 10,000 hours, and now I know how to box like crazy. I can box down everybody, including Bald Bull. And then, you know, but you're probably going to want to pick something else. So.
Yeah, because that ain't. I'm going to go with driving because I'm pretty proficient in driving.
Ooh, interesting. Like speedsters or speed bikes or like piloting vehicles?
I would say piloting because I consider my my vehicle a shuttle and not necessarily a speed. But it's like that in Hoth when that fucking transport takes off. I'm that fucking transport.
You're the first transport?
It's awesome. Everybody plays Star Wars as a kid, and they see themselves as Luke Skywalker or Han Solo. Adam's like, I'm that guy driving that transport.
I'm that guy cheering. Yay!
I love that, Adam.
Are you more qualified than an Uber driver, would you say? Or can you compete with Uber drivers?
I'm going to say 1,000 times better than most Uber drivers.
Damn.
I knew you'd say that. I wanted to hear it.
So, Adam, has it ever occurred to you, or do you see yourself down the road getting a piloting license?
That'd be interesting.
It seems like it's something right up your alley.
I know. I don't know. So, here's the factoid. My dad used to be a pilot when he was, 20-something.
That's just what your mom said because he was gone so much. He's like, oh, he's a pilot. Don't worry about it.
So, and Joy's dad was a pilot, but he was a drug smuggler that ran dope from cocaine from Cuba to the U.S.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is he rich?
No.
Is he in jail?
He was, and he died.
Of cocaine or cocaine
traveling?
Was he
temporarily rich before he went to jail and died?
I don't know. I've never asked.
Did he hide money anywhere?
I don't know that either.
Does she have a secret stash so when she leaves you? No, I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Like a money belt? Just like that guy in Cheers had where he hid money belts all over the place?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Is she going to buy those new fanny pack sandals and hide the money in there?
That's Lindsay Lohan, and no.
And was Joy when he went to jail, or did this?
How old was Joy when she went to jail? Is that what I heard?
No.
How old is she now?
Same age as we are.
She went to jail?
No.
As a child, but she was 12.
I don't know. Her parents split up when she was 3. I don't know when he got busted.
She was 12. Her dad was like, she did it. Take her.
And he passed away in like 96, 97. So.
It's a pretty fascinating story, actually.
I know. I want to hear more.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about Joy,
but I would like to hear from the origin.
It's
this could be a cool imaginary thing because it does sound a little bit like Bane.
Yes,
maybe the origin of Bane.
So where does Jameson come into all this? Was he part of the cocaine smuggling or no?
Not that I know of.
Did he smuggle in a Subaru Outback?
He may have.
Okay, just checking. Alright, cool. Good answer, Adam. I expect within the next 10 years you'll be a pilot, because that way when the zombie apocalypse comes, we'd all figure that you would drive us out. Now you can fly us out.
The problem is planes have a lot less space.
What? No way.
He needs to get his helicopter pilot.
I was thinking about helicopter before I'd think about airplane.
Both. They probably stack on each other.
I bet you probably have to get your pilot's license first, right?
He'd be like the epitome of Sulu if he got his helicopter license.
What are you talking about? I'd be fucking the Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're going to fuck Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No. Dude, if you fucked Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ryan would then want to fuck you.
Jelly.
He'd be like, your dick has been somewhere near my idol. I want your dick.
I think that was not true so much.
But except for...
I guess maybe.
It is.
Except for all the way true.
All right, what about you, Dave, too? You got anything? What are you an expert of that you think, man, you know what? I'm pretty good at this.
Getting sick.
Nah, that hasn't been 10,000 hours worth.
I think you have an anger issue.
10,000 hours.
Hey,
I'm going there.
Did you guys hear last Tuesday when Dave was making plans to murder people?
God.
Say David Banner, I slash your tires.
He just holds out and starts. Dave, that's hilarious. Okay, I don't know what you're.
Yeah, what do you got? Answer? Got something for me?
Group disability insurance?
All right. So you can tell us all our insurance policies and how to read them.
If you need to understand your policy, I can help you with that.
You know, it's interesting you say that, though, but that does have some relevance for people. Like, if they're like, I'm going to be out, and you could be like, well, does it have a mental health clause? And then they know if they can be in and out and stuff.
Wait, is there that are
actually, yeah, and there are actually people out there that are disability advocates that specialize in reading policies and doing that for people.
Why don't you do that? You can start a non-profit, except for one that makes money.
Called a profit.
Yeah, right? I like what I do instead.
Alright, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
It affords him much time for the CWing.
Exactly.
If he has to do more work, the CWing would lax and we would all be lesser for it.
So you guys would never get those updates from me.
I think everyone should give Dave their disability policy so you could see exactly what is actually in the definition so you know. Like, let's say Adam flips his truck, like, because there's an old lady crossing the street and she has a dachshund, and he's like, oh shit! And he turns to the right and flips the truck, and he's out for like a year on disability because his back hurts. Is that covered? We don't know, but we would know if you brought in your policy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ryan, what are you an expert at?
Website development.
There's so many options here.
Telling people what to do.
He's an expert at surrounding himself with fucking creepy mannequin babies.
I am pretty good at that. I'm an expert at not taking my cups downstairs. I have like record levels. Like, let's see, where's my face?
Record levels.
I got it. What's my face? All I see is a puke bucket.
Keep going.
That is a lot of cups.
Oh, that's a penis.
Look at they stack. There's layers. It's like a stratosphere. There's
a couple cans.
No, sir, that's a penis.
I mean, Ryan's really good at starting businesses.
Really?
I said starting, not see-through.
I've only seen like one, so.
I would say, I would probably say I graduated from a level of programming expertise. I would also say I graduated from a school of good priorities.
How many hours do you have in good priorities?
I have my whole life. you know, you gain certain perspective as you age, and I think I graduated. There's different levels, so you can always improve in things. To say you graduated seems sort of like mission accomplished, George Bush style, but I'm more saying, like, you know, these are things I've gained that I didn't have, and therefore I feel this level of graduation.
I can answer this question for Ryan. He's the master of answering one question with two answers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's true. Okay. All right.
All right, all right.
Dave?
Being a badass.
That's pretty good. Like
power naps.
I'm really good at naps. I'm really good at naps. Like if
I'm shitty at naps. So you got me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really so good at it.
Like, I don't know. Like I have the ability to look at people and know their weaknesses.
So oh, my testicle.
Or a superpower.
I look at Ryan. And I can see that. The easiest way to his heart is through his chest cavity.
That's true. That would work for me.
I thought it would be like cups.
That could be.
Yeah, I don't know. Like how you. I don't know what I'm an expert at. Like I have a lot of ideas, whether they're good or not. I always have an idea for something. Like if they're crap ideas, I don't know. I just like if someone says something, I'm like. But what if we did this?
Leroy Jenkins.
Maybe you're a jack of many trades. That's a thing, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'm an expert at anything. I know a lot of things, how to do a lot of things. Yeah. I'm really good at trivia.
No, I think that's one for sure for you. Also, like, just knowing shit, so I guess that's trivia, right?
Like, right, history.
I know shit. I remember something happened in that book that one time, like 14 years ago, and I remember it did this. Remember? Like, no, I don't remember that.
Don't remember that. Nobody remember that.
And then we go and read it and look it up, and we're like, yeah, Dave's right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like that 10% chance when Adam's right.
10%?
That's the universe balancing itself. Dave's right 90% of the time, and Adam's right 10% of the time.
10%?
Together, Adam. Our magic whistles.
10%.
Loyalty? That's not I'm not an expert at loyalty, am I?
Sure.
I'm really.
Why not?
I'm super loyal to a fault sometimes that it like makes me annoyed when people aren't like don't care about the same things as much as I do. I'm all like, just come on, just show up where, like, be awesome. And sometimes I get annoyed when people aren't as awesome.
Captain Awesome.
And I don't mean to be. I just do.
I'm starting to think
I know a lot.
This question would have been more interesting had everybody else answered for the person.
Right.
We can go back and no
but
problem.
Yes.
Interesting.
You guys kinda already did for
me. It's both an expert and a flaw.
It's not a flaw. No way. All flaws are just chances to be more good that stuff.
But yeah, well, getting annoyed at people when they're not as when they like come up with like I just go like, oh, come on, just suck it up and do this thing.
Okay, I mean, let's see, we're at 112. No, we're not even close to experts at podcasting yet, but give it a few years, we will be. Once we hit our 10,000 hour mark.
I know, and that really that I know you don't want to toot your own horn today, Chris, but you're like. There's some people I like to listen to podcasts, Joe Rogan and my man, and Kevin Smith, but you didn't even want to advertise. It's perfect chance to advertise.
No, sorry.
So I had to do it for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours long, that podcast with Joe Rogan and Kevin Smith.
Jesus
they love talking.
They just like talking, and they just sit there and talk, and they're like, this is fun. We should talk more often.
Did they have a good podcast?
Yeah, I mean, it was... Yeah, it was good. They covered a wide range of topics because they both smoke pot and they both move around topics like this all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah, it was fun though. Okay, cool. Maybe we should ask what... No, we shouldn't ask what other people were. We'll do that next time, I suppose.
So. Wait, did you say, Chris? Or you...
No, thank you, Ryan. I was looking for a prompt. I don't know, man.
Oh, shit. If we're answering for Chris, humbleness.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he is the humblest of all people I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know who does
There's no humblers.
Dude, do you know who doesn't get ahead? The humble person. The humble person is at the bottom of the drawer being stepped on. You can't be humble in this life. You gotta be aggressively humble.
That's Minnesota Knights, bitch.
He's graduated and flaunted it if he gets.
Also hustling. Yeah. Chris is pretty good at hustling.
Yeah. I'm a good runner.
Chuck Flanning?
I've ran for many, many, many thousands of miles, and I'm pretty sure I know a lot about running. I know about gait. I know about endurance. I know a lot of shit about running. Like, if somebody was like, I need to train to run, I'd be like, I got you, baby. I got you.
Bloody nipples.
Sweating.
Sweating.
That comes with running.
you're pretty good at sweating.
Whatever. This guy's,
even if it's not running.
Unprompted farts and uncomfortable erections.
Right.
All my erections are comfortable, baby. They're all comfortable.
Let's see what else.
Jim Dick.
Masters of games that no one else plays except for, like, Eastern Europe.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, but so do you guys think that we've each put 10,000 hours of role-playing games in under our belt?
Oh, God, yes.
Do you think we're all technically masters at Dungeons & Dragons / other role-playing games?
Well, if you think about it, we put in an average of three or four hours a week. And roughly. We've been doing it for plus 15 years, like probably 20 years.
Hmm.
Right?
When we're talking about role-playing games, does Adam's mom's bedroom start? Does that count?
Well, in that case, we each got like 20,000 hours, so we can't count that. I don't know. I don't know how many hours that is, but that also feels like something that comes very naturally now, where people are like, what's the rule for that? Like, I can pick a rule up on the fly and be fine with it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like there's a difference between, like, mastery and familiarity.
Right, mastery is 10,000 hours.
But my point is, like, would anyone say that they are a master at, like, watching movies? Or, like in other words, doing things that are enjoyable but not necessarily seeking to, like, raise your level of competence, you gain lots of familiarity, but did you become a master? Versus someone who, like, studies daily and, like could quote, like, every section of every book or something, that would, like, seem like mastery versus just, like, really familiar.
I think that's where that's why that the rule is 10,000 hours, because even if you're doing it passively, after 10,000 hours, you've gained so much of a familiarity with it that you're considered to have mastered that topic. Now, I know what you're saying. It's kind of hard to be like, are we all masters at sitting? We've easily sat 10,000 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Another example.
But, I'm mastered sitting. I can sit any direction you want. On my head, I can sit on my back, I can sit up.
What's more of, like, if you do something with the goal of entertaining yourself, have you mastered it? Or have you just managed to entertain yourself for a long time? I don't know if there's a distinction. I don't know if it matters, but it's an interesting... You know what I mean?
All right, so with that said, Ryan has brought down the podcast and said we all suck, so let's start it anyway.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Wow.
Time to start over.
All right, so besides Ryan telling us all that we're terrible, what else is going on in the world?
A bunch of small little news, TV, movie-wise, we can kind of talk about.
We should probably start with the most biggest, right?
Most biggest?
Most biggest. Apparently Roseanne went crazy.
Oh!
and she was canceled immediately.
Yeah.
Well, so apparently, like, 50% of her writing crew, or like her,
they were scared of her.
They were fucking just terrified. So they all just
walked on eggshells around her.
Doesn't surprise me, honestly. I mean,
I did like that she tried to use the excuse that Ambien caused it, and then Ambien was all like, yeah, being racist is not one of the side effects of being on Ambien.
Yeah, there was a few good ones I saw. Ambien's response is really good, and I also like there's a comedian that said, fuck, what did he say? He said, in Roseanne's defense, it's hard to tell which racism gets you fired and which gets you elected president of the United States.
Right.
I like the headline. I just searched for it out of curiosity, and the first headline I see is it says Roseanne says she begged ABC like 40 motherfuckers to let her make amends before the show is back. I like that. Like she those terms that were used. They're pretty funny.
40 motherfuckers. And if you are interested in kind of a different perspective, it is one of the first topics they talked about today on the Joe Rogan Experience with Kevin Smith. So, because he has a decent relationship and talked to her a little bit, so it was interesting to listen to that.
Now, do you think it's wrong? I actually wonder. This is a question. Like, is it wrong that her show was canceled because she was racist? Of course, I didn't hear what happened. So.
Well, it's kind of fucked up, too, because it wasn't even her show. Like, it was put together by that actress who plays Darlene. Like, she put the show together. She wanted the show. That's why it's kind of centered around her. And so it's, I mean, now she's out of a job, too, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, she's still got the View.
What the fuck is The View?
It's like the lady show. Talk show or something like that in the morning.
Whoopi and... Right. Some other lady, and
is that the one that Sharon Osbourne used to be on?
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it a podcast?
No, it's a.
Imagine
like,
a podcast if five people are sitting around, but they put a camera on them.
It's like Good Morning America.
Wait, it's the Geeks Next Door, but for women.
Yep. Good way to put it.
Five people, and you put a camera on.
Yes, less pocket talking about Jim Dick and shit like that. But yes,
huh.
I did like that it was fucking, like, there was none of this, like, she said something wrong, or some of the, I hate when they say something wrong, and the companies go like, oh, let's see how the public reacts to it. Oh, there's some outcry. Oh, now we're going to make a decision. It was just like, you did something fucking shitty, and they said, like, all right, gone.
Yeah.
You got it, because, I mean, they're getting to that point where it's all, like, zero tolerance on, like, being an asshole. Just unless don't be an asshole.
Unless you're the fucking president, that doesn't make any sense to me. He says racist, stupid shit all the time. And nobody gives a fuck. What the fuck is wrong with the world?
Right. But then I'd like when people argue, it's like, it's freedom of speech and stuff. Yeah. You don't go to jail. That's the whole point. It's like, you can say whatever you want and not go to jail. There's still consequences. Like, Ryan can't go to work. And maybe he could. Ryan goes to work and just starts going to the boss and just like, you fucking bitch. I'm a ping pong king. And then starts saying all kinds of crazy ass shit. And his boss would be like, Ryan, freedom of speech, you can say all these things. He'd probably say, hey, Ryan, I'm the ping pong king, and you're fired.
Yeah. Also, you're the ping pong king is bitch.
That is interesting. But I'm sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
Did she make her, like, racist remarks? Like, did she tweet them? Or did she... So that's how... They were racist tweets, basically? That's what got her fired?
Yes.
Apparently... There have been many, many tweets. And before they started this show, her son went and deleted a shit ton of her tweets. So he was cleaning house.
But you know what, though? I mean, people knew this about her heading into the show.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, this is nothing new. it's just, you know, now that she's more in the public eye because of the show, you can't be doing this.
And what's the shittiest part is she said, man, ABC, you know, like, blames ABC for getting all these people so they don't have jobs. She's taken no responsibility and said, like, right. I fucked up.
Yeah.
I did this. Yeah. Like, if you fuck up, dude, just admit you fuck up.
Yeah, and the swift, like you were saying, the swiftness of it makes you think that there was a lot more going on. Like, people didn't want to be there. Yeah. Hostile work environment, a bunch of shit like that. It is weird, too, because she, like, is in Hollywood, and Hollywood is so far left that you can't be right and be in Hollywood. I mean, Hollywood does not tolerate right-wing people, but yet she's super right-wing, which is strange.
Right.
Although she's been out of it for a long time. True. So, like, maybe, true. Like, maybe she wasn't always that right-wing, and then all of a sudden, like, she got old and right-wing.
Could be.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Or she was young enough then to, like... You know how when you get older, like some people like stop caring and just say whatever they want. So maybe she always felt that way, but was smart enough to keep her mouth shut. And then all of a sudden she hit that age where it's like, guess what? I'll say what I want all the time.
We call that the Dave's grandma effect, where you say whatever the fuck you want to whoever you want at any time.
Good effect. It's true. Zero fucks given.
That's awesome.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, I did see that. Somebody put on Reddit that they should just get rid of Roseanne and replace her with a black lady, like Wanda Sykes or somebody.
She's a writer on there, wasn't she?
Yeah, exactly.
Or a producer, like, yeah.
Like she could just come in and take over as Roseanne.
And they never address it. Just call her Roseanne. Never address it. That would be amazing.
It would be pretty funny.
Oh man.
That would be like the best like thing they could possibly come up with.
That's cool.
That's cultural appropriation, actually.
Appropriating poor white people.
Why don't they just? They could keep the whole show going and just like say she fucking died.
Uh-huh. Or she Bob never existed. It was a dream that she knew she never existed.
Right. Well, it's tough. One of the show was named after that character.
That's okay.
Why don't they just take Jackie and make her the mom?
They did that to what's his name? Colonel Henry Blake in fucking MASH. Oh.
Yes, they did.
Always comes back to MASH.
Always back to MASH.
Oh.
No, but I think you're right. So I wonder if there's some like rights issues with her owning maybe the character or something, because it seems like clever writers could find a way to benefit from this situation. Kind of like the Charlie Sheen thing, but better, where they're just like, he's out now, move somebody else in.
Oh yeah, but that show did pretty poorly after he left, didn't it?
I have no fucking clue.
It still stayed on the air for like 4 or 5 more seasons.
Yeah, but I don't know ratings wise or anything. Like I have no idea.
G2, what do you know about this? It seems like you know something about this.
I thought it was maybe only, might have been 2 or 3 seasons, but Ashton Kutcher still had quite the followings.
What was the name of the show?
2 and a Half Men.
Oh yeah. Yep. We'll find out here.
Men.
All right, let's not do that.
What?
That's why.
You went too far. You crossed the line.
There was D2 a clear line in the sand, and D too far.
D too far? Yeah, so that's crazy and shit. And so the last time we saw Solo. That was another thing
Oh yeah, we should definitely talk about that.
Like Adam?
Yeah.
Because we have heard zero. We've heard what everyone else hears, because we went together on an epic adventure through time and space. There was one man gone.
It's true.
One man who went far to the north.
Was there bitching about my $11.44 not being there?
No, but let's see how it all happened. Ryan gave him an envelope, large envelope marked 1144.
Do you see that? I try to show it.
Yes, I gave him, I paid for me and Tiffany, so I gave him exactly 22 ones and 88 cents in change.
Nice, done.
Yeah.
I PayPal'd him earlier in the day and he didn't realize that I did. He's like, where's my money? And I go, I PayPal'd you earlier today. And he's like, oh, you did? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but...
He gave me 6 cents in change, which I threw at his feet and said, I don't want your stupid change.
Yes.
That's funny.
So we made sure that that is ill-gotten gains.
It's true. But yeah, thoughts on the movie.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty cool. It's interesting how a lot of the millennials I talk to are like, Solo, yeah, I don't want to go see that movie. Like, I've talked about 5 or 6 different, like, kids that grew up with the prequels, and they're like, bah, I'm not going to see Solo. It's interesting that they're just like, ugh. So I think part of the hit that this movie took in the box offices was due to the fact that some of the younger people didn't want to go see it. But
what do you think?
What did I think? I think it was a feel-good movie. I wouldn't put it in my top 3, but it's definitely, 4, maybe 5. So it's up there.
What did you like about it?
What did I like about it?
Yeah.
Chewbacca was pretty awesome.
Chewbacca rules. What a Wookiee!
The fact that Daniel Glover was like the epitome of Colt 45.
Yes.
Like, as soon as he came on screen, it was like, holy shit, that line was said so perfectly that it was fucking Lando.
Yeah, he had Lando's cadence down very well. It was pretty good.
He's going to be a good actor to follow. He's going to be the new Denzel.
That Troy Barnes, he's got a future ahead of him.
I know, man. That's my boy. Speaking of that, I've just been rewatching a bunch of Community, and he's fucking so good in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I liked it. There was a bunch of characters that were reoccurring. There were, a lot of stuff like the Crimson Dawn and the Pike Syndicate and stuff like that is somewhat from the books, so that's pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool. The one thing that I was kind of like when they went into Kessel. I leaned over to Joy because she was sitting next to me, and I'm like, "Ooh, they can't go in there because it's a bunch of black holes. That's why it's called the Kessel Run, instead of like a nebula or a cloud or whatever it was. Originally, it was a series of black holes that he had.
Well, they kind of said they were
made reference to a gravity well,
gravitational wells. Yeah. So it was kind of like
there was the one big gravity well.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. All my points were hit. So Solo, like, he joined the military, rescued Chewbacca.
Yeah, that was like really quick. It's like, how do I get out of here? Military. 3 years later, I'm out of military. Yeah.
I wanted to be a pilot. Yeah, I got kicked out of flying.
Why I didn't follow.
Right. Ryan, what was the feel of the movie?
It felt pretty fun. I'd say it was a pretty fun movie, but...
Action-packed?
I don't know. It was pretty polished, too. It was good. It was well-rounded. It was a well-rounded feel, because it was happy in that it was funny, but it also had some... you know, serious moments and some exciting action moments. It was well rounded. I thought it was good. I liked the who was the guy who had the like blades and stuff like that? The bad guy that was part of that the
he's in charge of
the syndicate or the
Crimson Dawn syndicate.
The Crimson Dawn, yeah. Their leader, he was pretty cool.
Oh,
I can't think of his name.
Paul Bettany played Vision. Him.
Vision.
Yeah. It's easier just to call it Vision.
But I thought it was actually a really good movie. And I wonder if it was harder to be a good movie being that it was a Star Wars movie and people had Star Wars level expectations. But like I thought they did a good job all the way through. And I thought he seemed like a pretty good Han Solo to me. Like he didn't like come off as like a bad representation of other movies where we've seen Han Solo. You know what I mean? Like, he seemed pretty good. Right, like, right. I had heard people say, like, no, I don't like him. It doesn't fit. This is not Han Solo. But he seemed like a pretty good Han Solo.
I think he was believable.
Yeah, he's also Han Solo before we know anything about Han Solo. So, before the betrayals and before the working for the Hutts for a long time and shit. So, yeah. So, I thought having been a little bit different personality is perfectly fine. And
but, like, voice cadence and stuff, occasionally he did things that were Han Solo-like. You could see him trying to act a little bit like...
Okay.
I didn't notice that at all.
I was looking for it. I didn't notice it at all. There's
I noticed it a handful of times where he used a certain cadence that was a familiar cadence.
Well, you are an expert on Han Solo, so I'll take your word for it.
Hey.
What's up, man? Dave, do you remember watching the new movies? Like The Last Jedi and those, yes. And seeing the Millennium Falcon, and you're like, where the fuck are Han's dice?
Yeah.
Yes.
They are not in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. And it's really interesting that they chose to do Hans Dice, like, as a totem or whatnot. Good luck charm.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty cool. Plus, I had that card when they had the Star Wars card playing game somewhere.
Okay.
So I thought that was pretty cool. All
right. Yeah. I mean, it opened pretty soft, right? It made like 90 million or something like that. Or
84, dude.
84. And that, I think they're expecting like 140, 150, because this is a pretty expensive movie. I think it was like 300 million or something to make.
Yeah.
They said between 250 and 300.
Yeah, so it is interesting that it opens so soft. And holy shit, is that an expensive movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? Is that how much movies are now?
Like, how much? I don't know how much the reshoots played in.
Like, how much was it? How much did Infinity Wars? How much was the budget on that? Fucking A. It seems like
half a billion.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
What'd you guys think of seeing Darth Maul at the end?
Spoilers.
No, it's fine. I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, you're wrong.
There's enough that, like, I was telling Chris, I'm like, ah, yeah, that's stuff from, like, the fucking show. Like, the
cartoons. Yeah, the animated series. Not Rebels, like, it's Clone Wars.
I don't watch that. Chris is like, that's for babies.
That's babies. True. I was like, that's baby talk.
So I didn't notice it, but one of the guys at work was like, hey, did you notice that his whole lower half is mechanical?
Dave and I were talking about that at the end.
Yeah.
Because, there was, in the cartoon series, he creates a mechanical body to himself.
Right. So, I think that is going to lead into the Obi-Wan movie. Because Obi-Wan's main villain is always been Darth Maul, so...
Oh, that's a good point. That's cool. Because it is going to be interesting, like, Amy was talking about, like, what are they going to do with an Obi-Wan movie? He's just sitting on Tatooine. It's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean that's all he's doing. He can be doing a lot of shit in the line, you know?
Right.
That doesn't mean he stayed there, either.
Well, he's supposed to be in exile and hiding, so... But I'm sure he can figure out a way around it.
Well, it's not even that. He trained... Well, yeah, I suppose.
But, I mean, they can have him go. It's like... I'm Oliver Queen. I was trapped on this island for 5 years. And then you're like, yeah, I was really there for like a month.
And I did a lot of other shit.
I was in Russia for an whole year.
Right. And then I went back, and I was there at the first month, and then I left, and I was there for like one more week. So I was really there like a month, 2 months right there. And then
it's like an extended vacation.
It was like a day. It was like, yeah, that boat will be in the area noon tomorrow.
So Ryan, that's an Arrow reference.
Okay.
On the WB. all right, so we saw, is it Weasel, the character that fucking...
Warwick, I can't...
What?
Willow
Lofgood played Weasel. That's pretty cool. I like that cameo. Apparently...
Yeah,
he's in The Phantom Menace, dude.
Yeah. Apparently, Ron Howard's brother, Clint Howard, was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't see him. I guess I didn't really pay attention.
He is the guy that is in the robot fighting pit when they first meet Lando, and he's the referee.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that's totally sci-fi, like...
And L3L is all like, freedom! Free these droids! They already have rights! And he's all like, get out of here! He's like, they don't even serve our kind here.
Yes. So we've been dancing around the big question, though, right? The big question, I didn't know your guys' response. I got Amy's response, but what was that, L3? Was that her name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did Lando and L3 fuck constantly?
Absolutely.
Because she says that Lando's in love with her, and she says, oh, it works between machines and men. Don't worry about it. So how much did they fuck?
Are you saying he's a robosexual?
He is a robosexual.
I mean, he looks. He probably starts his day with, "You look absolutely beautiful," and then it just goes down from there because she's not really into it, but she is kind of, you know, we might as well experiment a little, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Of all the droids in all the movies, I think this is the least favorite droid.
Really? I think it's one of my favorite droids.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
Oh, really?
Although, it's, yep. I was confused the fact that Kath Phasma was voicing her. That seemed confusing to me. But other than that...
That was not her.
It's not her. It was so close to her that it was definitely her.
Very close. No, it's a different actress.
Well, it was a different actress pretending to be Brienne of Tarth, pretending to be Captain Phasma.
But I agree, the voice was very similar. I was just as confused, but I got home and I had to look it up because I wanted to confirm that it was Gwendolyn Christie, and it's not. So.
Now I think my favorite so far has been K2SO, so that's
Alan Serdak.
That's pretty good rope.
I do like that Lando. I think Lando just has, like, a cool spaceman's fluid sexuality. He's like, he's just like, you know what? Hey, you a cool blob? How you doing, man? You know? You look absolutely beautiful.
I like it. Yep, that's good.
Han shot first.
Yep.
That was huge.
Like Woody Harrelson has been really good in like so many things.
Cameo,
Cheers,
roles.
After Cheers,
Cheers,
Black White Men Can't Jump.
Well, right, exactly.
What's that killing one that he did?
You're right though. It is interesting to see him like be an actor and do different roles that are not just kind of comedic and stuff. Is it Phoebe Waller-Bridge? Is that who played L3?
Yeah,
I think that's her picture there, and I don't mind Lando having a little piece of that at all. Good job, Lando.
Lando, but like, look at—he was in like Zombieland. He was really funny.
Oh yeah,
he was in those magician movies.
Yeah, well, the Eye of Horus Death thing. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
He was a bad
guy.
The
acting overall was pretty good in the movie.
Yeah, don't exactly.
You think? Like, the worst one was probably Solo himself, but I would say every supporting actor was pretty good, I thought. Really good, even. I would say some of the better acting, although Rogue One was super good. But, like, it was better than the last Star Wars movie before this.
Last Jedi?
Yep.
I did like that. I like that cool revelation with the fucking Daenerys, first of her name, Stormborn, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains. Mm-hmm. We got more titles for her. Like, I know, but it's more fun to give her all their titles.
Jon Snow,
Betrayer of Souls.
Right. But I just like that she said, "I know the secret you're trying to hide. It's like you're just the good guy." And he's like, "I'm not a good guy." And I'm like, "It's funny because that Solo is just like Han Solo is just a good guy."
Yeah.
It's like he tries to be like, oh, I'm cool.
He tries to be the badass, but he always does something good.
I totally wanted him to say, I'm a scoundrel.
I know, right?
I was like, I leaned over to Joe, and I'm like, he's a scoundrel.
I like the opening scene, too. Did you guys like that when they were in the city and there was the creature that lived in the water? And that was a cool world. I like that intro. I kind of wish that they would have showed him being nice to people there to build on that you're a nice guy, because that just kind of came out of the left field, even though we know it from the past.
The
you know?
Street urchins did know him and like talked to him, and he talked back a little bit. So that kind
of... Oh, did it?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, not a lot, but like, it was enough Han's to say there's a relationship there. So that's something.
Okay.
I agree. That's cool. That's cute.
So I was talking with a friend of the podcast, D3, and I want to get your guys' opinion on it because I'm not sure if it would have changed the movie, but
yeah, he fucked her.
Did there?
He fucked that droid right all over the place.
Did there need to be that initial love between Kira and Han?
Yes.
What was the driving force behind all his decisions? Like, I think Leon.
I think there had to be.
Because, and I think it takes him down the path of being sort of like a curmudgeonly, like, rogue that has, like, maybe a little bit of, I don't know. The scoundrel, yeah. Don't you think, like, it makes him, it explains, okay, so he's a nice guy, but he's been through shit, and he's had shit happen to him, and so maybe he's a little rough on the edges, and rightfully so, but he's actually has a history of being a good guy, but he's, it's, I don't know. I thought it was fine.
I happen to like nice men.
And it wasn't like they overdid it, like look at these were soulmates meant to be forever. It was more like they were boyfriend and girlfriend that were
or high school
deeply
lovers,
in love.
Right?
Yes. And then it didn't work out because she became some sort of evil Sith something or other.
Yeah, but I almost felt like when he does get on the yacht for the first time and he sees her again, it almost felt like that could have been any girl almost. It felt like it could have been like any girl at a club that he picks up and immediately falls in love because he's got that, you know, good guy, whatever, past kind of into it, that he immediately falls for her. She's manipulating him, which she kind of did throughout the movie. So I wasn't sure if they needed to go that far with it.
That's fine, because that kind of, to me, it makes it that betrayal kind of gives him his harder edge later on. Because later on, remember, he's like, I ain't in this for your revolution. I ain't in it for you. I expect to be well paid. You know, he comes back, but he's in it for himself. He says it many times.
How many years before New Hope is this?
25.
I went and looked it up. It's 8.
And like, wait a minute, she's here? The princess? Wait. The old man wants us to wait right here. We ain't gonna go rescue no princess.
I thought it was 25.
It's 8.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we basically have to take a look at kind of how old he is and how old he kind of looks at that.
Right,
it's 77. And it's a decade maybe or something. But either way, yeah, that, I mean, if there's somebody, and it is interesting to think of, I thought of it as like that high school love where it's super intense, but like how many couples from high school get married, right? Very few,
right.
But it's still super intense. And then to be betrayed, that kind of that gives you more motivation to, and it's good motivation to get everything going because at that time in your life, you feel like that's the most important thing and you have to do everything because of that person. So I don't know. I liked it. But I mean, they easily could have done something else.
So there's some writing out there that say people that there may be an impact because Last Jedi was poorly received, and this is sort of the follow-on, even though it's not really. But you know what I mean? It's the next Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
That may have turned people off before they even showed up because they were like, yeah, okay, Star Wars was fun for like many, many, you know, years, but then they decided to. Like, that sucks. I'm actually sort of disappointed because I think it was legitimately a pretty good movie. And I would say a really good movie if it wasn't for, you know, really, really high expectations. It was a good movie. It's right. Disappointing it didn't poorly.
There was a lot of talk on that it was just too soon, you know, because we just finished The Last Jedi, that it needed some breathing room. And then there was a big, there was a lot of talk about a conspiracy to knock this down on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, people were going in and purposely knocking the score down, but if you went to other sites, it was getting better word of mouth. It was running at about 80%, so.
I don't know. I don't know how much that, maybe that's true, maybe it's not, but I don't even know how much it has an effect. I think what Adam hit on is actually more accurate, where if you're a 30-year-old, you didn't grow up with Han Solo. By the time you remember shit when you were 6, it was 1994. Star Wars wasn't a thing, really, you know? Your first Star Wars movies were kind of like the prequels. So Han Solo was never a giant character that you're like, oh, I gotta go see this, you know? You're just like, whatever. It's like fucking Spider-Man says, those old movies on that ice planet, because it's not their characters. And that's a 30-year-old. Like, imagine like a 20-year-old that has money and disposable income. You're not gonna run out and see... I don't know. Let's say if they made a movie, it's like, hey, guess what? It's John Wayne. Let's go see John Wayne. We're not going to run out and be like, ooh, a John Wayne movie? That's all about John Wayne? We're like, that's not our guy, you know?
Kenny's first one in line.
and I would go see it because I grew up watching that shit as well. But most of us didn't, right? So I think that's a big part of it. But you're right. It was a really good movie despite that, which... I don't know. It's Disney. They can fucking take the hit. They make $1 billion on Marvel movies. So.
You know, they're going to come right back. They're going to come right back with the Obi-Wan movie, and these kids grew up with Obi-Wan. So it's going to
could be
circle right back.
Plus, we were more into seeing Lando than we were Han.
Fuck yeah. Oh, absolutely. I want to see the Lando movie now.
Absolutely.
But I mean,
Lando, like, just his capes, dude. The motherfucker had so many capes.
That's a designer that's cape. A custom piece. Or a custom piece, yeah.
The set designer, they're talking about the costume designers, they created 74 different capes.
Yeah, see, that's where their fucking money went. They didn't need to create 74 capes. You could have cut a couple billion dollars off the budget.
They got carried away.
And the cape designer's like, well, they're going to give us the money. We got to make capes.
They just saw, like, no, they just loved it so much. They're like, this is what they asked me to make. They asked me to make, like, 20 capes. And I just loved making capes so goddamn much.
And they kept buying going. Them, so, yeah.
Gave extra 50 for free.
Right. It's like, yeah, like, Ryan, he programs for work. He's like, all right, I'm done programming for work. What are you going to do? I'm going to go home? I'm going to program for fun now.
All right, cool. That's enough solo talk. Good job. I think you all enjoyed it. And, of course, you did because Lando was there. So, good job. Wait a minute. Does anybody not recommend it? Is anybody like, nah, don't go see that? That's what I thought. We're obviously skewed.
Good ride.
Yeah.
All right.
It's made for our generation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like pretty unbiased, and it was good. Because I didn't like the last one that much.
Rarely recognize their bias, especially Ryan Thomas's.
I know. I'm just saying, like, it was a good movie. And fuck anybody who disagrees, and that's it.
No discussion.
You know it's serious when Ryan drops the fuck anybody.
I'm annoyed that it did poorly. It was a good, fine movie.
Ryan, did you make your dollar?
It doesn't deserve backlash. I did make my dollar. I did win my bet. It was 63% user review on Rotten Tomatoes. I collected today. It was a sweet moment. It was closer than I had hoped, though.
What bet was this?
I bet someone at work that it would do better, 60% or better user reviews on Rotten Tomato.
Oh.
Which is scary, because the first day was at like 58%. But then when the botnet started getting overwhelmed by real users, it started to come back up.
Hmm. So, who's this negative Nelly at work?
Is he millennial?
We don't want to go there. Is he? That's a good question. I actually don't know how old is he. How old is he? Yeah, I think he's a little younger. But he was assuming people wouldn't like it because of misses with the Star Wars story. But I don't think it failed on that front in any way. It was fine.
I think this one is more accurate to the fan fiction expanded universe than any of the others.
So, Ryan, I don't know who he is, but I don't like him. On my Rotten Tomatoes score of him, he's got a 4%.
That's right. And all the Beatles are dead, too. What do you think of that?
Damn it. You were going there, too.
Sorry, man.
So, Ryan, you go to work and say, like, we've got a Rotten Tomatoes score of you, and you're at 4%.
I would tell him that. I said, my friend said your Rotten Tomatoes review is 4%.
Actually, he doesn't know who the fifth Beatle like, is.
You know what? One more thing, real quick. But you know what? This was a little bit interesting. It was a little bit different because this was not a grand scale movie.
No.
And usually, Star Wars movies are grand scale movies. In fact, they all are grand scale movies, which is kind of a little bit different and kind of a little refreshing. You know?
Yeah.
It's the second movie that didn't have a crawler on the front of it, so Rogue One didn't have a crawl on it.
Well, they said the
Star Wars stories.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies that don't have crawlers on the front. I like to point that out.
Yeah, and they said all the standalones won't have the call.
This is not just the second one. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah, God damn it, Adam, you really fucked this one up.
All right, so enough of Star Wars. What else is what's going on?
One more thing. I just want to tell Adam, you fucked up, man. There's a lot of movies that don't have scrollers. So
yeah, right. I mean to say that there's only been two is stupid. And
stupid,
you're stupid.
Get it out. 4%.
And you're off the podcast.
So you still have to show up every week.
And just sit there and listen.
So you have to mute your mic.
You're going to permanently mute me.
No, Adam's my friend. He will always be here.
Unless he's up north.
Yes. In fact, the last one to go will be Adam. It'll just be him doing his own podcast. Okay, tell me other things that are happening in the pop culture world.
Let's see. They officially Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be in the next Spider-Man movie, the new ones with Tom Holland and stuff like that. He is playing Mysterio, which super, super happy to see, because that is a cool character.
Why?
Because basically he doesn't have any powers. Basically, he was a former like special effects artist and practical effects artist in the movie industry, and turned to a life of crime. So he does like cool illusions, and you know, does props and shit like that. Or like, so he's a super smart guy using like technology to commit crimes and stuff.
Huh.
And he's got a fishbowl forehead.
Yeah. Wait, and so the Vulture is going to be in it again too?
Well, the Vulture's in jail.
Right.
So he's in jail, and...
But it says Gyllenhaal joins the Vulture in the next Spider-Man film.
Well, because basically what... Okay, because we know that the Vulture's there. We know he is referenced to in characters named by name the guy who is the Scorpion.
Yeah.
And Mysterio. And basically then we will be halfway to the Sinister Six.
Well, and at the end, didn't they talk to... Or was that that movie? At the end where they...
Oh, yeah, Scorpion approached Vulture in jail.
Yep.
And, well, like, no. You know who he is. And Vulture's like, no, I don't.
Isn't the same movie where somebody meets on a boat?
Yep, that is the same movie.
They who meet was on the boat that? It's the guy from Arrow. What's the guy's name? Fuck.
You're thinking Deathstroke and Joe Manganiello at
the
end of...
Yeah, what movie was that?
End of Justice League.
Justice League, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good luck, Deathstroke. You're going against fucking the Justice League.
No, it's all like, how about we create our own league?
Right. Yeah. And good luck, you're going against the Justice League. There's a guy who can literally run faster than anything and can phase through matter because of it. Oh, and a guy who can fly through space because apparently Aquaman can fly through space now. And what? Superman and Wonder Woman. But don't worry, you're Deathstroke. You should be fine. I'm sorry, I've always had an issue with that. Like, we have the most powerful heroes in the world. What do we got? Lex Luthor and Deathstroke. Good luck.
Kryptonite bullet.
But then he'll be like, can he just catch that? He's that fast.
It's a slow blade penetrates
faster than a speeding bullet. All right, whatever. All right, I think those movies got some problems, but I look forward to how they get by them.
they got some problems, but whatever.
Well, it's not fun watching them. It's just it makes me sad when it's like, you know, on the Flash, the TV show, it does not feel like Team Flash is in charge. It feels like they're at the whim of the thinker dude, whatever, that is they basically lose more than they win. And it seems like in the Justice League, it's impossible for them to lose more than they win. Because they got Superman and Wonder Woman and The Flash. And I did not mention Aquaman.
I hate you.
So I know.
But, all right. So I think that's interesting, because he is a... I think... after Batman, I think Spider-Man has the best rogues gallery out of all the heroes in comic books.
Sure.
I think he's just got really interesting, cool villains. And I'm just looking forward to it.
And
I like
Batman. Jesus Christ. I forgot about Batman. Yeah,
you have Batman.
I mean, Jesus, you just win.
Yeah, for some reason, I just can't write a movie that appropriately uses the characters other than Batman. Martha.
Why did you say that? Why did you say that name?
Yeah, that was good in Deadpool.
What else? They're finally gonna shoot Spawn movie that they like. He's been wanting to.
Should I be looking forward to this movie?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know either.
this is the one that's got. This one is like, it's Todd McFarlane, right? I mean, he's got 100% control over this.
Yes.
I'm Todd McFarlane, creator of Spawn.
And it's supposed to be like,
thanks, Adam,
really true to his comic book.
Right. Yeah. Basically, it is Blumhouse Production, the company that makes all the super $20 million horror movies. Like, they made that Upgrade movie that comes out on Friday. And they made, you know, like, what are those called? The murder, you get 12 hours to murder everybody, you know, day.
What? You know. What movie is that? I missed that one.
Oh, the movie where murder and all crime becomes legal for 12 hours?
Oh, I thought you just meant, here, you have 12 minutes to murder everyone. If you win, you get $1 million.
No.
It's like the reverse of staying in the haunted house. You have to be the person murdering people in the haunted house.
The Purge.
Right.
How come they haven't made that movie yet? Like, it's from the point of view of the person that has to murder everybody in the haunted house, and then they get the $1 million. That's what they should make.
Mm-mm. All right. I like that idea. But yes, so Jamie Foxx has signed on.
To play Spawn?
Yes. Yep. So. Oh.
Well, is he black originally?
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
So this this upgrade movie, I don't know anything about it, but I did see that the second genre is body horror, which I think is Ryan's favorite genre of horror movies. It's a subgenre of horror which intentionally showcases graphic or psychologically disturbing violations of the human body.
No.
You're not supposed to tell Ryan that! You're supposed to say, Ryan, it's about a guy who goes, who wants to save the day and help people and stuff, but he has a computer chip in his brain that he lets take over every once in a while. You're not supposed to save the extra part.
Lawnmower Man.
These violations may manifest through aberrant sex, mutilations, mutations, or zombification.
Okay.
Ryan, it sounds like this is a movie you need to bring Keith to.
Here's what mostly I'm going to say it is. He's just going to do things to bad guys that were, like, break arms and rip faces off and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sounds reasonable when you put it that way.
Rip faces off.
Hey, Guan Yu makes an appearance, I've heard.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
To consume the faces of the enemies.
So, back to Spawn. Back in the day, HBO put out
animated series. Yep.
Yeah. No, there wasn't the animated series. What did they do a movie?
Well, they did a movie.
They did a movie in 96?
I think 97, but with like Michael Jai White, and it was like super campy and super
horrible.
Yeah, because the CG wasn't there to make a complete CG character.
Yeah.
And he was completely a CG character when he went to hell and stuff like that.
So, oh yeah, the big thing is that Spawn has like 999,000 lives. And
it's pretty close. Basically, he was a guy who worked for the government, a government like Black Ops guy, right? The government betrayed him, and he went to hell. And when he was in hell, he's like, I will do anything to get out of hell. And the devil,
my family.
Basically one of the devil, like one of the high archdukes of, you know, of hell said, deal. But then he still just sent him back like a year later in the exact, basically he's still burned up as he is in hell. So he doesn't look the same, but he tricked him. But he's like, I give you basically, you have this living suit of armor with a cool cape and stuff like that, and you have a limited resource of power. When that power runs out, you come back to hell and you lead my armies against the other dukes of hell.
Makes sense.
So that's the... Yeah.
I like that he had a limited set of power, so he didn't use his powers for a lot of things. He, like, basically just was melancholy and sat in an alley and whined about shit and like until like big stuff happened. I thought it was pretty
cool.
Yeah, he's very selective when powers.
Yeah.
We're not sure if this is going to be good. It may be good. Maybe something to look forward to.
Who knows? I mean, they're still in pre-production. The only thing McFarlane has really said is that it's not going to be an origin story.
That's good.
Because, like, he's sick of superhero origin stories. Oh. So.
When's the last time they published a Spawn comic?
It's still going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they got like, I don't know, 15 years of that at least.
91 it came out, man.
Really?
Yep.
So almost 30 years? Huh.
Almost 30.
That's pretty impressive for a Canadian.
Well, it was because Marvel wasn't paying comic book artists a lot of money back in the day. So a bunch of artists were like, all right, we're going to go take all the money we have and see if we can get some loans from people. And they went and formed Image Comics, and we're like...
That's where Lady Death comes in. And...
Yeah, there's a lot of comics that are big and stuff like that. But they then the pendulum swung, and then it was the 90s, and everyone's like, oh, look at all this awesome artwork. And lesser stories, because it was the artwork that was front and center.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got some good writers and made it all work. But look at all this stuff Dave put. Oh, and Venture Brothers coming back. Woo!
Oh, really? Summer. That shit was fun.
I'm going to turn it into a burn far, far, far away.
Right. But, so I think that good. I love that show a lot.
Is that coming to Netflix?
No, it's coming... It's still on Cartoon Network.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But that's pretty much what I get. For interesting things I found. I didn't find any robot news. Sorry, Ryan.
Sorry, Ryan. No worries. No robot news.
All right.
What I've got is really like two deaths, or two funerals and a wedding, almost like.
So two weddings and a funeral, except for reversed?
Yeah, kind of. So I totally forgot that they were trying to reboot The Crow again.
Oh, what?
But with Jason Momoa.
Wait.
Aquaman himself.
Why?
Don't worry. Both Jason Momoa and the director have formally left the reboot. They're like, yeah, this isn't gonna work.
Like, you want to know what happened there, right? I want to know, like, exactly what happened. They're like, yeah, we'll do that. Then they got the script and they're like, nah, we ain't doing this.
I mean, this film is like, it's kind of like October 2019 release date, and they still can't even get started on production. Yeah. It's just everyone's leaving it.
Isn't this that curse movie? Because Brandon Lee died and shit.
Yeah,
this is a cursed movie. Some movies are just doomed to be cursed because somebody died and you can't make them anymore. It's like Apocalypse Now. You're never going to remake Apocalypse Now. Too many people fucked up making that movie.
Yep. So that's one of the funerals. Moving to the wedding, it's The Expanse was previously canceled by Sci-Fi Channel. I like the show. It's really good. It looks like it's going to remarry and enter into agreement with Amazon. So Amazon saves the day for The Expanse. But he likes that show.
Mm-hmm. So. I think I watched one. I think I kind of lost track of it. Is that the one where they wake up in space, they don't know what's going on, or is that a different one?
That's a different one.
Okay.
That's Dark Matter.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were...
I probably watched an entire season of The Expanse. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't remember. The Expanse is based on books by James Corey. They're really good reads, and the series itself has been really good.
That's the one where there's the colony super far out by Jupiter, right?
Yeah, they've got the Earthers, the Mars colony, and then the Spacers.
This is the one where like low gravity people, like, they're used to low gravity.
Yeah, they got the weird longer fingers.
And there's like a rebellion or something, or they want independence or something. Yeah, I did watch the first season, I think, and then I didn't watch. Is there a second or third? What are they on now?
They just finished their third season.
Okay, yeah, I think I watched the first one. See, you know what I need for? I'll tell you what I need. Netflix. What I need is. You know how on my TiVo, I have shit that records every year, so I remember that it comes back? I need something that for Netflix, where it says, this is your show, and every time it comes back, it goes into your queue, and then you watch it. You know, I don't think there's anything like that exists.
Well, I add it to my list, and it always tells me when I have new episodes.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a list, sorry.
And then, but this one, I mean, The Expanse seasons have always been on Amazon. So it was kind of easy for them just to kind of redo the agreement. So instead of showing, past season, we'll just pick it up and rerun it.
Okay, cool.
And then finally, which I didn't realize this show was going on 9 seasons, Andrew Lincoln, Mr. Rick Grimes himself, expects to leave the show next season.
Rick! Oh, you're sitting there to kill him off then? Or you think he's going to go happily into the sunset?
I'm thinking he's going to die.
Rick!
Who's I mean, the show's over? Kind of in transition already.
Is Sean going to come back? Or whatever the fuck that guy's name was from season one? His boy? Or is Carl. Fucking...
Carl's yeah. dead.
Oh, Shane. Just... Shane's dead.
Shane. Shane can come back, man. Shane. Don't even worry about it. Or what about fucking... They're what's his name?
That'll be Daryl.
Is the Winchester dad going to take over? He's going to be like a good guy all of a sudden?
Negan?
Yeah, Winchester dad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't watch that show anymore. I hope it's still good, but I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the last season and a half.
I bet it's still good. I just got sick of being sad all the time, so I don't watch it anymore.
It just kind of was, it was like you said previously, it's just been kind of all the same.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily wrong. Supernatural is more of the same. It's just that it's more of the same and kind of fun. This is more of the same, and every day when I'm finished, I want to commit suicide.
That's what I got.
Cool. Hey, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
We talked, remember last night, or is it Tuesday night? Tuesday night, we went through a whole bunch of shows and TV shows and stuff. We're like, oh, Ryan, you should add that to your list. Oh, yes, Ryan, you should add that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which one would you be most likely to do if you were given an additional 1 hour a day to do it?
The one that stuck with me the most was probably that Santa Clara diet.
Okay.
Because you recommended it, and then Dave one also said, like, yeah, you probably like that. And then you both thought Amber might like it, and Hannah liked it. See? So that was the one that I took away as maybe the best possible fit.
Okay.
But Black Mirror is probably up there as well, because I could watch that by myself, and Amber wouldn't like it, but I could just do it when she's not there.
Just right. tell her it won, like, an award for gay people, and she might like it.
Right, and Ryan can masturbate and not feel uncomfortable because he's like watching a dude have sex with a
pig.
Ryan's like, Amber would be upset if I was doing this, but that's okay.
She's not here.
Yeah, that episode sounds weird, but the show still sounds kind of interesting overall. So
I just like, who's the guy in it? Who's the dude? Elephant Man? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Is he like reoccurring characters in the show?
It has a cast. Is that what you mean?
I got the impression it was like Twilight Zone, where it was like every episode was completely different with different...
Which one are you talking about right now?
I'm talking about Black Mirror.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, those are not recurring characters, I don't believe, are they?
No.
I was talking about Santa Clara Diet, the guy that's in it, the elephant, what's his name? I think it's
Oliphant. Oh, Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, the elephant. The elephant guy. He is one of my favorite actors just because of his looks he can gift. I don't know. He's pretty good. He hooks you with his charisma.
Right.
I might give that a shot. I've been going to, you know, the Silicon Valley, like, every week and checking to see if there's a new episode. And then, like, last week I realized, like, oh, wait a second. That last one we watched was the finale for the season. Fuck. Yeah. I gotta stop looking to see if there's more episodes.
Yeah, it's weird how, like, when shows stop coming out, I catch up pretty quick. Because no new shows of mine have really come out in a long time, so I just catch up on the old stuff, and it kind of works out that way. All right, cool. Anything else? Are we going to call this one good for the evening?
I did find something pretty... basically, in Japan, they've created bio muscle that they can replace human muscle with. It's like, so we're getting close to being like robots that look exactly like humans because
bio muscle.
Right.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Living muscle over under scale. Right. Scale. All right. That's cool. I can't wait till I, for one, welcome our future over robot overlords. Awesome. Cool.
Would you ever consider having a cyborg implant?
Fuck yeah. I want to make sure that there's a proof of concept and that people don't go crazy and get cancer and shit, but other than that, yeah, give it to me.
As long as it's not like a penile thing.
I'll take
or
that too. Give me a fucking jackhammer.
Robot penis.
I can finally please my wife. Yay!
It's like...
That's pretty fun. If for those out there that are awesome, we did launch a new website. Adam, what's the website? Do you know?
Let's see. Let's call it geeksnextdoor@gmail.com. right. I have no idea.
So Adam has failed. It's www.geeksnextdoor.xyz.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and this has a link to everything we're doing, including a new kind of monthly D&D. We're giving away some from some adventures that we're doing. That'll be kind of one big 12 arc or 12 series arc. Is that what you would call it in like a comic? What would you call it?
Yeah, you'd call it
an arc.
Cool.
Story arc.
And you'll find links to our Patreon pages for there and for Expensive Science Baby and links to everything else. So that is now kind of the goal, the one home shop, the one place to go to find everything and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's good shit. It's good shit. And Ryan recommended it via Wix.
Wix, yep. See? Well designed. But
so check it out.
Website support perspective.
Send us a contact on the contact section. Let us know what you think or areas of improvement and stuff. But besides going to that website, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks, Chris. You can check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door or give us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com. Also, check out our Patreon page. That would be www.patreon.com/expensive science baby.
No, it's Geeks Next Door.
Geeks Next Door. We have our own.
We have our own.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the whole point.
Were you not listening?
Yeah. Cool. Cool. You guys are awesome. Tomorrow's National Donut Day. Go get a donut. Other than that, we're out for the week. And later.
I'm going to do some donuts.
See ya.
Can I actually get a donut, Chris, or no?
Nope. I didn't say I was going to get one. I just said it was National Donut Day. You should get one.
You could have the old-fashioned ones without sugar. Still got fat.
They have sugar. Old-fashioned donuts are made with sugar. They just don't have sugar on the top of them. This doesn't have sugar on the top. It's sugarless.
Right. If you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
That's fun times.